There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Great day of action again. GM Shuffle podcast, a must listen for every football fan. Former NFL executive Michael Lombardi goes off on players, teams, coaching decisions every Monday and Thursday throughout the football season. Download and subscribe to the GM Shuffle podcast from VSiN and DraftKings today, wherever you get your podcast.
Every Monday at this time, we start the hour by talking with Michael Lombardi, former longtime NFL executive and a current VSiN host. His show is called The Lombardi Line, as well as a podcast, but The Lombardi Line, you can catch weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, right here on VSiN. Michael, good morning. Any concern with Buffalo long-term this season after dropping another game yesterday?
Well, you got to be concerned about the fourth quarter. I mean, they're up 27-10 at home, playing a team that's an indoor team, and you can't get a stop. I mean, couldn't make a play when you had to make a play. You pass up points again. You could have made it 30 points, and you decide to go for it on fourth down, and he throws another interception. You know, and I don't even understand how you can't just sneak the ball out, take a handoff, and sneak the ball out, and get a and just move the ball out. You won the game.
Oh.
You know, there they are. They're up by four with 50 seconds to go. You put that in the win column, and they don't even sneak out. To me, it was worse than the miracle in the Meadowlands back in 1976 with Herm Edwards picked up the ball when Joe Pisarcik fumbled it. I mean, that's got to be one of the all-time worst ones, right?
Yeah. That's a great call.
God rest his soul, John McVay, who passed away a week ago. You know, it cost him his job. Both teams at that game in Philadelphia were in the winning ends. Now the Giants went on to bomb the rest of the season. McVay got fired, but I can't remember a play that was so bad that you just can't take a snap from center. I mean, and you can't just sneak it out. You got a 6'6" quarterback who averages about 8 yards a carry, and you can't move the ball. They didn't have any timeouts. All you got to do is take the snap and move it.
That's it.
I know. How concerned are you now moving forward? And how important is the one seed? And now I don't think they can get it now. But the one seed was going to be for Buffalo.
Yeah, you would think that's where they were. I couldn't imagine them losing like this. But look, you know, I think their defense has been overrated. I mean, we saw the 81-yard run by Cook. I mean, look, Minnesota made plays. Jefferson, nobody's going to duplicate the plays he made on the field. But still, they couldn't get the pressure when they needed to get the pressure. All this conversation, well, they got, you know, all this pressure. Against Minnesota, the guy threw it 50 times. Now, I know they got some sacks, but when the game was on the line and they had to stop them, they couldn't get a sack. So that's a real issue. And I think that they're not playing to the level he needs to play at. And if he's going to turn the ball over like he does, I mean, first of all, let's put it out. He's not in the MVP conversation.
Nope.
He's playing very poorly. And you know, right now they're not even guaranteed to win the East. Come on, Paulie. I mean, they're not even guaranteed to win the East. Absolutely. I mean, the Jets play New England this week. Miami's chanting for MVP for Tua, you know, and nobody can, you know, Miami's yesterday, the only time Miami got stopped is when McDaniels decided to not kick a field goal again and they got lost it on downs.
Right.
They never punted yesterday against Cleveland.
No, sure. You're right. The Bills already lost in Miami and they lost to the Jets. So they're up against it too with tiebreakers. How about the 14-3 Vikings as a two seed scenario? How about this? 7 in a row, one score games, and you got 5 of your next 6 at home.
Yeah, and all of them would be hard. But you got to give them credit for finding a way to win these games. I mean, last week against Washington, they found a way to win in the fourth quarter. I mean, they're doing what most teams find a way to do. They win games in the fourth quarter. And, you know, I think we saw that yesterday as bettors. You know, if you had Chicago holding a 2.5 ticket, you feel like, okay, I'm in good shape. I'm up by two scores with Detroit in the fourth quarter. And you end up throwing a pick 6 and cost you the game. So, you know, these fourth quarter execution moments are really critical. And I think when you look at it, you know, that's where Buffalo has fallen well short. Kansas City didn't play their best game yesterday and still covered.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about the overall, you know, state of the league where we're at right now, Michael, and teams really not telling us who is going to play? I mean, call it fidging with the injury report, whatever you want to do here. But, I mean, we didn't know about the Josh Allen stuff until, what, 15, 20 minutes before kickoff? And then if you go back last week to how Jeff Saturday handled his opening press conference, he said it was going to be Sam Ellinger. And then he made the right move, in my opinion. He had to go to Matt Ryan, and he did. So that was a smart and wise move there. But should teams not – I mean, there's this whole thing called the injury report that's been around forever, and now we don't know who the starting quarterbacks are going to be until kickoff.
Well, you know, on my show, Mitch, I said that, you know, first of all, you know, they didn't put him out there because they were still trying to deceive people. The reason he didn't go out to pregame warm-ups, they wanted to deceive people. Yep. Minnesota wasn't. Neither was I. I said on the show, there's no way he's not. If they're dressing him, he's playing.
Okay.
There's no way he's got – there's no way he was going to dress and not play. Because if Keenum got hurt on the second play of the game, then he's going to have to play. So if he has to play on the second play of the game, why isn't he going to start the game? You know? So the fact that they didn't bring Barkley up, they told everybody without telling everybody. The Saturday thing, I think you're right. I mean, he had to go through it. He put Matt Ryan out there. But I think the Raiders knew Matt Ryan were going to play. Now, they didn't think Matt Ryan was going to scramble for 38 yards against a defense that might be slower than I am. But the reality of it is you know, I think that the common sense has to prevail. But you're right. There is some integrity to the game. That's why we have an injury report. Now, you know, I think it's really more for us as bettors. I think the teams kind of have a sense. Like, it made more sense for Matt Ryan to play quarterback than Sam Ellinger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good explanation. But also we saw it, I think it was in a playoff game, where it was Wolford got the start, and then Goff came in because Wolford got hurt.
That's right.
Well, you think Goff would start, but that's Goff had to come in there.
I think in that case, McVay was telling us he's not in love with Goff.
With Goff,
I think he had had enough of Goff. He was willing to go with Wolford. Now, McVay's in another situation. I mean, both – that game there, we both knew both quarterbacks were injured, Murray. And actually, you know, like I used to say when I worked at the Raiders, I mean, the Cardinals are one injury away from being a decent team. Putting Colt McCoy in there was a better move. Okay, you know, they had a better chance to win that game with Colt McCoy than they did with the mayor. And look, I think the Rams, I don't care what anyone wants to say, the Rams are broken.
Oh, yeah.
And if Stafford decides to retire at the end of the year, where's McVay going with this team? He's got no quarterback if he retires. He's got no draft picks to get a quarterback. He's got a bad team other than a couple star players.
Yep. Yeah.
That's a tough job right there. I think that's a job to be watching. Watch his body language on the sideline.
Oh,
tell me he's into it.
Good call. Michael,
they are maybe a year or two away from being like in the mix for like the worst team in the entire league. I'm talking maybe like year after year after year because of what they had to do to, you know, to mortgage the future and sell out to try to win that Super Bowl last year.
I don't think it's 2 years away. I think it could happen next year.
Year.
I think some of those, once they realize that there's no quarterback, you think Jalen Ramsey's going to want to start to stay there?
You think
Aaron Donald's going to want to continue to play when he knows he's got no chance to win? I mean, they're going to have to, the only way they're going to get it back is they're going to have to trade their assets to get back. I mean, this team is not good. Their offensive line is atrocious, and they went all in on Stafford. And I got to think that Stafford, at his age and the beating he's taken, you know, it's not healthy for him. And I don't think it's a smart move for him to continue to play. I didn't think he would play yesterday, but I certainly wasn't going to bet the Rams with Wolford. I was much more inclined and wanted to go with the Cards with Colt McCoy just because they took that guy away from their team who caused so much consternation. I mean, you look at the body language on the Cardinals yesterday compared to when Murray plays.
I don't even think it's that strong of an opinion for me to sit here and say that McCoy's an upgrade over Murray today.
I've been writing every week for Veasan on Friday. Murray's been in my bottom five quarterbacks for the last 3 weeks. Yeah. I mean, that's not even – like, if you're just being objective about it and you want to be honest about it, you know, it's like some of these guys that think they're playing great at quarterback aren't. I mean, you know, yesterday Derek Carr's got wide open Abdullah, wide open for a touchdown in the last drive of the game. He throws the ball to the tight end. He drops it. You know, I mean, if he makes that throw, I know he was emotional in his press conference and he wants to win, but he's got to play at a higher level too. There were throws out there that he didn't make yesterday. And then if you're not going to make them, you know, if you're getting paid the most money, you got to play well. And I think what we're seeing here is a league where we haven't seen our great quarterbacks play well. I mean, Brady played good yesterday, but partly because they ran the ball 40 times.
There it is. Right. They got the running game going.
Right. Rodgers played better yesterday. I don't know what LaFleur was doing on that play call that Rodgers ripped him for. I would have ripped him for it too. But I think, we're not having any top-level quarterbacking play. You could say Tua's playing well. Yeah, he is. He's completing passes. They've got some really good skill players, and he's making accurate throws.
What do you think tonight? Eagles manhandled them in the first game, sacked Wentz 9 times. Now they're at home laying double digits.
You know, I think to me the Washington Commanders are playing better football. I mean, they're better in the red zone. They're better on third down. They like Heinicke. I don't think they really enjoy playing with Wentz. I think he'll scramble more. I think it's going to be hard for Washington. I do think they'll cover, but I think Washington's defense is playing much better.
They are.
Yep.
They are. Thanks, Michael. Great job.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Oh, he nailed it, too. I mean, for Tampa to get the running game going like that finally. I mean, it was all-time historically bad.
Yep.
All-time bad, what they had done. Lack thereof with the running game. So they got that going, and what the Fournette, what is that? The throw to Brady?
Well, that was big because I have Woolen for Defensive Rookie of the Year, so I needed that.
Okay, yeah. Mike Pritchard said it with us a Thursday. Where's the elite quarterbacks?
No, he's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
these big-time stars, you're not getting good quarterback.
Well, think about what Michael just said, too. If Stafford retires... Brady's 45. Yep. Rodgers, I mean, had a good game yesterday, but don't forget what happened a week ago where he had his worst game ever. I mean, it's close to getting even worse than what it is right now. Jordan Love going to come in and be an upgrade over Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah. Good
I don't
point
think
about
so.
Oh, man. If Stafford says that's it for me, can't do it anymore?
Oh, my God. They are a few months away from being the worst team in the league.
Donald's right behind him.
Oh, yes, he is. He talked about that last year after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Already hinted at it.
Don't have any picks, right?
But they won a Super Bowl, so... You know, the next few years being potentially really, really bad, you got to remember what happened last year when they caught lightning in a bottle and got hot at the right time. So
I'm watching the game live. I'm thinking, okay, that's a safety in the Buffalo game. Safety, all right, still.
Yeah.
But he fumbled the ball.
Fumbled the ball.
And then Minnesota has it. And, I don't
know. Every week, it's just. Fingernail biting time.
Right. The beats coming down to the final play, and it's you're never safe in this league.
No, ever. Ever. Up next, we will get into opening numbers for Week 11 in the National Football League. And as you've been saying for like a month, good luck with Survivor this coming week. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
College basketball underway. Get the copy of the annual betting guide, over 400 pages. Great job, Hoops Peterson and Matt Humans. Wes Reynolds as well. Odds, trends, power ratings, analysis, every team. Breakdown on all 60 coaching changes since last season. The only way to get the guides, become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro all the way through the Super Bowl. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here we go with the opening numbers for Week 11 in the National Football League, where they opened and where they're at this morning. The Titans are playing in Lambeau at the Packers on Thursday night. Green Bay opened up 2.5 at DraftKings. Total is 41. I know they opened up 1.5 at other spots last night.
Finally, a good game on Thursday. Could be. Or then we could be looking at 13-10 again, and Michaels wants to jump out of the booth. But finding ways to win, great job by Tennessee. And now see if Green Bay, who saved their season with the rally in the fourth quarter, can keep it going at home. Very tough schedule for Tennessee the rest of the way, but they should be able to get to 9 or 10 wins.
Would you be intrigued here with the Titans and the points? If it got to
tough call. Denver's supposed to win that game. You're off the bye against a team that was on the field for 90 plays. Yeah, I know. 10-0. That's.
And I don't want to completely overreact to what we watched with Green Bay yesterday. Down 28-14. The offense looked really good.
Right, against that defense.
Right,
Watson shows up, right.
But if Green Bay got to 3 in this game, I would be intrigued with Tennessee taking the field goal. Jets at the Patriots. This number is now down to 3.5. The total's 38.5.
It opened 5.5.
Yeah.
But nothing's happened.
And they're off, both teams off the bye.
Right. It was still 5.5 after the Jets beat the Bills.
Right.
This is weird. Yeah.
So now that it's down to 3.5, do you want to come in on the other side and go Patriots?
Well, I know the homecoming jokes, right? Yeah, homecoming. Jets are in town. 13 in a row. This is such a huge game. I mean, the Jets are in first place if they win.
Yeah.
They're in last place if they lose.
Think about that.
Yeah. Because the Patriots then get the broom out on them. So we'll see if Belichick has something ready for Zach Wilson again. But
yeah,
you got to get a better performance out of Mac Jones. Intriguing game.
They only played a couple of weeks ago. What was that, 22-17 Patriots?
Yeah, and then it was a garbage touchdown by the Jets.
That's right.
Mac didn't play well. Wilson gave him the game.
Yep. Eagles at the Colts. Eagles laying 9. Total is 44.5.
Okay. Well, yeah, if it's going to be Matt Ryan, and then that should be the game plan. Just feed Taylor. But you know, so now we're going back-to-back-to-back games.
where the Eagles are at least a 9-point favorite.
Yep. I would, if it's Matt Ryan, I'd probably be on the Colts in this game. But I think that's probably already baked into that number, because if it's Ellinger, I don't know if it would be below 10. Lines at the Giants. Giants are 3.5 now.
Look at his power rating, right? I mean, they win this game, they're 8-2.
Yeah. Look at the, on the Lions, what you're saying. Yeah. Well, both teams, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I was talking about the Giants, but right. They just keep winning games, but no one respects them. And
so if you go back a couple of weeks ago, and we were looking ahead to Survivor when you brought this up, this gauntlet that is week 11.
Oh, it's tough.
One game that you brought up was the Giants, and now they're 3.5 points, because I think they were 6 a couple weeks ago.
Yep. And I'm going to stop doing it from now on, but to torture myself, but I still would have been alive in Survivor as I had it mapped out. But right, I got to this week, I don't know what to do, because I used the Ravens, and that's, if you don't have the Ravens, whew, and that's your one, appears to be a layup, laying 12 off the bye against Carolina. Who are you going to go with?
Who would you go with? Who?
You know, I didn't even get that. I looked at the schedule and I gave up. I go, well, if I'm there, I'll think about it then. I guess I knew I had the Bills in week 12.
Oh, man.
You can't use the Bills at home against Cleveland. You got to save them for Thanksgiving.
Out here you do, yeah.
Giants, I guess, will be popular. We'll get to it coming up. I was surprised only 10 people had the Raiders yesterday, but this is a mess who you're going to use here.
Yep.
Oh, it's tough.
Okay, so you brought up the Bills. They're back at home again next week. They host the Browns. And the Bills are favored by 9 in this spot, and the total is 47.5.
The Browns can't stop anybody. You know, that was finally, they get the touchdown early, and that was it, until the late Chubb touchdown. It was just, they can't stop anything defensively right now.
If I got to check the weather this week, Orchard Park, if it's good weather, decent weather, 47.5, that's not staying under.
Yeah.
That's going to be an overplay, and that 47.5 will be on that. That's pending weather. Bears at the Falcons. Atlanta is 3 this morning. That total is now up to 49. And again, the Bears have been since the trading deadline when they got rid of Robert Quinn and Roquan Smith, the clear indication there was, we'll bet them over because the offense was starting to get it, and the games are going to the moon now.
Yep. And this continues to work with Fields, where, you know, he'll probably throw for 120 yards, but he's going to, that's a great prop. Will he have more rushing than passing?
Than passing yards?
He keeps coming in, and he goes for almost, what do you have, a buck 50, 47 on the ground, whatever it was.
He's turned into the best running quarterback in football.
Yeah.
He's killing fantasy leagues right now. If you have Justin Fields, like, my God, I'm going to win my league all of a sudden with this guy.
That's 5 in a row. They're the first team in the Super Bowl era with 225 rushing yards, 5 games in a row.
That's right, and they lost the game and blew a 14-point lead yesterday.
My God.
Panthers at the Ravens, Baltimore, 12.5 total is 44, what I'm looking at right now. Want the Panthers there?
Yeah, it's a lot of points.
It is.
I got to see who's back for Baltimore.
Yeah. Extra rest for Carolina.
Yeah. They've been fighting.
I want to know who the quarterback's going to be there for the Panthers, too. Yeah. Rams at the Saints. This will tell you where the Rams are right now. Oh. Saints with another stink bomb yesterday. They're favored by 3 at home.
How long is this going on for? Remember, they almost made and could have made the playoffs with Taysom Hill. How long are we going with Andy Dalton?
Who do you want to go to?
Winston's not. You can't put Winston back in there?
Oh, I don't know.
You can't put Hill in?
I thought you liked Dalton better than Winston's. Why?
Not
at this point?
Yeah, 2 months ago I did.
Okay.
I watch this crap every week. He continues to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
That's enough of Andy Dalton.
No, I
You're better off running gadget stuff with Taysom Hill.
Since he threw those, 2 pick sixes in the primetime game against the Cardinals, I'm like, that's enough.
No.
You need to go back to Winston.
He was awful against the Ravens. He stunk against the Steelers. Boy, what a difference Watt makes. He stunk against the Steelers. He continues to turn the ball over. He's not giving them a chance.
Commanders at the Texans. Is this going to be it? And I say that because for Survivor, Commanders are 2.5. Might sound crazy. They're on the road. You're going with Washington. But is this just people that are remaining, are they going to go with that theory of I found the team? I found the team that's not going to be a landmine. I need to fade the Texans every week.
$6 million. You would want to put home with Heinicke in Washington. Defense is playing well.
Defense is...
I can't do it.
Super solid.
Oh, my God. I can't. I don't want a road team. I can't.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I can't do it.
Raiders at the Broncos. Denver's 3.
Oh, man. 14 points per game. Favorite, of course. Sure. Here's one of the Raiders' wins. There you go.
Yep.
Game was a shootout. Go figure.
Total is 41.5. Again, I don't want to call it rock bottom yet for the Raiders. I said this earlier. If the Broncos score 30-plus in this game, that's rock bottom.
Would you like the Raiders if they fire McDaniels today?
Maybe.
Okay.
But I think that's still far-fetched.
Why?
I don't think Mark Davis is going to make it happen that soon.
Because you're admitting a mistake? That's okay.
Well, that, and there's a lot of money. And
well, who cares, though?
Just, well, I don't think that
sometimes just write it off.
Well,
I mean, it's the NFL. Didn't you just build an $18 million house in the suburbs? Buy them out. Just say, I missed it. I made a bad move here. This cannot happen. It's unfathomable.
Yeah.
You can't go from 10 wins in a playoff to you're favored in every game but two, and you have two wins. It's a debacle.
And they're losing in every imaginable fashion
now. And just right. And you lost to a guy who called them on a Sunday during the game.
Yep.
You want to come in and coach? Okay, 1-0. Yep.
What do you think about the Cowboys now? They actually were as high as 2.5
on the road against the Vikings. Right. How about this? Yeah. 7 in a row. 8-1. 2 seed. At home, dogs.
Yep. That was a really good win yesterday. I know that they...
Well, it's found money.
They should not have won the game.
Found money. Had no business winning that game, but...
Yep. So, actually, yeah, between 1.5 and 2.5 on the Cowboys on the opener, different books. And that total is, what do I write down, 47.5?
Yeah.
Okay. Bengals 5 at the Steelers. Bengals are not the same team on the road that they are at home.
No.
Coming off the bye.
Yeah, revenge.
But
horrible performance week one.
TJ Watt back means a lot to that defense.
Yes, it does.
Chiefs 6.5 of the Chargers. That opens 7, down to 6.5.
Okay. Mm. They win that game, the division's over. And I think they will win.
Chargers somehow, some way, what, 6-3 on the year?
No, Chargers?
Yeah.
No.
Are they 5-4? Night, they would have been 6-3.
No.
Yeah, 5-4. My bad. Sorry about that. And then the game in Mexico City, San Francisco. Boy, this is up to 7.5 now.
Oh, wow.
Against the Cardinals. Remember the look ahead? It was like 5.5, I believe. Just like last night, right? The look ahead against the Chargers was 4.5. Then they opened 7 and got to 7.5 or 8.
Why is Shanahan continues to be so conservative on fourth down? I mean, it cost him a trip to the Super Bowl last year.
It did.
He just gave up all these assets for McCaffrey.
Yeah.
I can't get 2 yards. I got to kick it. He is the strange. How fourth and short.
Because he's very creative overall.
Right. He's a creative guy. And he doesn't trust his team to get a yard running the ball?
Yeah.
Or drawing up something?
Again, if it's Colt McCoy starting quarterback, I might take a little piece here of the Cardinals.
7.5 in Mexico City?
Yep.
Mama.
Ooh. Yeah. Their power rating is enormous.
It is.
You know?
Win for them, and then you got the Seattle loss, too.
Yep.
So
I like a couple of totals. That Bills-Browns game would be intriguing to me if the weather's going to be good. And also, I think Bears-Falcons. I know it's 49 right now, if you missed 47, I mean.
You're on it there. You're on it.
Yep. We will get to the good, the bad, and the ugly. There was plenty of that over the weekend. Coming up here and Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Getting on the football action this season, Hulu Plus live TV football extravaganza. Compete free for a share of $55,000 in 2 ways. Predict what will happen in 3 college football pools, then make your picks for 8 fantasy NFL contests. Head to DraftKings.com/HuluNFL to play free. Hulu live TV, like cable, only better. DraftKings.com for details.
The good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good.
The bad.
I've had it with this dump.
Got no food.
Got no jobs.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
And the ugly.
First of all, that's horrible.
Well, that was the worst music I've ever seen.
All right, start with my good. I was wrong. I'm pleasantly surprised. I am a member of Tuanon. I mean, I am fully on board. They are 7-0 with them. Miami's in first place. He throws for 285 and 3 touchdowns. He's in the MVP discussion. He's going to put up numbers every week because of his weapons and the game plan. He's playing well. I mean, I know still underthrow some guys, but still, he's winning games. And the fact that they were plus money to make the playoffs and the win total was 8.5, they head into the bye on the winning streak. They come out of it and face Houston at home. So then they get to 8-3 and a tough schedule to close. But certainly they should be a playoff team barring a collapse or a catastrophic injury. And a great job by Tua.
Got the right coach.
Yes, he does. North Carolina. I buried this team, too, because I had them there for their only loss. That was off the bye when they played Notre Dame.
That's right.
And they couldn't get a stop. Remember, Notre Dame kept going up and down the field? They're 9-1, and they're 6-0 in the ACC. Great job by Mac Brown. And they should be, 11-1, taking on Clemson in the ACC title game.
Good job, North Carolina.
And I think Drake May is absolutely live to win the Heisman.
Yeah, that was a fun game. Yep.
That's your good?
That's my good. Yep, sorry. Yep.
My good. I mean,
I had it last week. Yep, you got to give it up to this
You got
to
do it again.
What a coaching job.
Jim Moore, do people realize just how awful that program was like last year, a couple years ago?
One win.
Legitimately some of the worst college football teams of our lifetime.
Yeah.
Their power rating, absolutely as low as it could possibly get. They were allowing basically a first down on every single play defensively a couple years ago.
Yep.
Like yards per play allowed, it was almost 10 yards per play. It's just like, wow, that bad. And now to pull off a huge upset against Liberty, who had one loss on the season, and do it at UConn. Man, Jim Mora, hell of a job for UConn. Harold Perkins at LSU, first of all, he was awesome against Alabama. And if you watched the game at Arkansas on Saturday, they were calling his name every single play. And the backup quarterback for Arkansas evidently has like world-class speed, Hornsby. This dude was tracking him down on like back-to-back plays like the entire time. He was getting his mail in the backfield for Arkansas.
Yeah.
And he's a true freshman. This guy, and Brad Powers on Twitter called him a top 10 player, regardless of position in the country, already is a true freshman. And you can just, if he keeps this up, you can lock it up. I mean, he's like a top 5 pick in the NFL draft in a couple years.
When did you see the Jefferson stuff? 20 minutes before kickoff? 40?
No, I think it was actually a little bit sooner than that. But I was all over the map, though, checking out different games and everything.
Yeah, I know our guy Sammy P on Nesson had something about it. Maybe been an hour before kickoff.
Yeah.
About the Jefferson stuff. But that was snow in Arkansas.
We
had everything.
That's
there.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, my good, the Vikings, as we talked about to begin the show today.
Sure.
They deserve a lot of credit. 33-30 shootout against the Bills, down 20. So we're watching the replay right now, down 27-10, a minute to go in the third quarter. Cook rattles off that huge run.
Yeah,
the game should have been over with. And it was over with, 27-23, and Allen fumbles the ball at the goal line.
Several times. Yep, and that's my bad. I mean, between Allen, he's the reason they've lost the last two games. You got to cut out the silly turnovers. I mean, you have to. You're an MVP candidate. You're one of the best players in the NFL. You have to play like it. And now, I'm not ready to give up.
No, you can't give up. There's no way you can give up.
I'm sorry, but the one seed. Mm. I mean, if there's one team that you don't want to go to Kansas City. I mean, you're right. You're up 17 with a minute left at home. You're fourth and goal from the two. No field goal. Not only do you get picked, it comes back a deep return by, who was that? Peterson. And then the interception in overtime. But then the fumble. This is high school stuff. You can't fumble the exchange there and the snap. Dalton and the Saints, they lose again. That's over. I mean, again, you had all these injuries, and Hill was your quarterback, and you still weren't positioned to make the playoffs.
Right.
How much? I've seen enough of Andy Dalton. I don't care who it is. Winston, Hill, put someone up, put Hebert in there. I've seen enough of Dalton. This is terrible. It's the same stuff every week. Silly turnovers. They have too many weapons to play like this offensively. My ugly, it's the same thing every week, but I have to. You're paying $100 million to Fisher. Now, you want to talk about the buyout here in Las Vegas with McDaniels? This is all this recruiting class and the talent that they have is opposing. 3-7, 1-6 in conference. Their offense is a joke.
Oh, it is.
And Dallas, come on, Dallas. This defense has been so good the whole year. You're up 14 in the fourth quarter. You score 28 points and you can't win the game? Bad job by the Dallas defense.
Yep. My bad. I'll go back to college here. It has to be Oklahoma.
Yep.
I should have my head examined for not betting West Virginia and the money line last week. We talked about it on Thursday. I'm like, are the Sooners laying too many points here? It was 8 at the time. I think they were. And look, I mean, this guy appears to be, I think he's maybe a good guy, Brett Venables. But, I mean, when they went from Lincoln Riley to this guy's a head coach, like, okay, that might be the one move at a power program that might not work out. I don't know if Oklahoma gets back to what they were under Riley in terms of bringing in talent and winning games anytime soon. They are in, I think, maybe bad shape moving forward, especially when you consider they're going to go to the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
That is going to be a slap in the face, I think, to this program, or a wake-up call for them.
Sark was a bad hire, too. It's time to admit that. I keep hearing about this Texas power rating. Win some games. I mean, if you can go toe-to-toe and outplay Alabama, You can't lose 4 or 5 games.
I'll give them more time than I think he's going to eventually put together enough talent. I don't know if this guy's going to bring in enough talent. I question that. We've talked about the Raiders several times today. There's nothing else to say. Nope. It's so bad right now. The way that they have, again, the 17-point lead's gone. The fashion that they're losing these games now. You want to make up a way to win? Call the Raiders now. They're the new Chargers.
Yep.
And losing to the Colts, unforgivable. Terrible job by that team yesterday.
Yep. Our friend Tony called it early in the week. Colts money line. I go, are you nuts?
Buying low in the NFL in these spots, right? Contrarian plays like that. Yeah?
God.
Yep. The Rams. No joking around here. I think it's already there, but they do still have talent on their team. Wait until some of these guys go bye-bye, how bad it's going to be. And what they're going to – what it's going to be like now.
Out of the playoff pick? Now, forget about the future. It's a disaster. The rest of this season.
Oh, yeah.
Guys checked out.
I could absolutely
over.
See that, yes.
Yep.
Yep. And my ugly – look, I was I bet him a couple of times before – well, around September when you had, you know, Mel Kiper and others saying, look, I'm talking to scouts across the league. They think Will Levis, Kentucky quarterback, is going to be the next Josh Allen, could be the number one pick in the draft. I bet him at 30-1 a couple of times. And let me tell you this. Did you see what he did against Vanderbilt over the weekend? They lost to Vandy. It's Vandy. They give up 63 to Bishop Gorman. He was 11-23 for 109 yards, no touchdown and an INT. That first-round pick, that ship has sailed. Or first number one overall pick.
I question you. You yelled at me. I question number one overall.
No, that's but when you had people across the league, know, multiple people saying, oh, my God, this
I'm
guy.
I'm not impressed. I know.
Okay. Also, Oregon and UCLA, typical Pac-12 fashion.
Very
amazing.
Ugly. God.
That's just.
That's why people see you as a joke.
Yes, exactly right.
I mean, every year the Pac-12 does this, and I bought in. I go, they got a chance
now.
I'm sitting there eating the ice cream.
Nope.
They got a shot, yeah.
I will never buy in. I mean, it was good, and it would be, you know, had Oregon, you know, if they were 12-1, sign me up. I'd like to see them play again in the playoff, but no, come on.
The Oregon thing I can see. Washington, I mean, Penix is good. UCLA is inexcusable.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot lose that game at home to Arizona.
No.
Come on.
As a 20-point favorite, right around 3 touchdowns?
I mean, it's 14-0 right off the bat.
Yep.
That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And, of course, they'll beat USC Saturday.
Probably. That's the way it goes in the Pac-12.
Set of steak knives for the Pac-12.
Yeah. And then we have to talk about three SEC teams getting in again then. Okay. And lastly, the Broncos again. Yeah, 10 points out of the gates off the bye week.
Right.
I know Judy got hurt yesterday.
Right.
But you can throw on the Titans' defense. You can do that. And they were actually down a couple of guys on defense. I guess you can do it unless you're the Denver Broncos. What a nasty loss again yesterday by that team.
Yep.
They got there in teaser legs.
Yeah.
But like the opening number in that game, by the way, was 40. And as we said that in the look-ahead lines last week, we're like, it kicked to 40. A Broncos game with 40.
Wasting this solid defense.
Mm-hmm.
Wasting it. Look at the scores in the games, the losses, other than the Raider game. So unfortunate. What could have been for Denver this year with that defense?
Well, what could have been for the AFC West? The expectations were, and, you know, that was everybody.
Yeah.
We thought, oh, my God, look at the moves every single team made. This is going to be the best division ever. What an absolute disappointing season from that division other than the Chiefs.
Met my guy Brett, the listener. Brett from Philly made a good point. Eagles have the Saints pick.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they keep
losing.
He's
loving life.
I'm sure he is.
Yep.
Yep. We'll give you a Survivor update. How many people got hit that landmine this week in Survivor coming up next? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
If you use paper, you're a human. But if you choose paper, you're a papertarian. Someone who lives a paper-based lifestyle because it has a positive impact on the planet. And also because it's the easiest choice you'll make all day. Seriously. It's as easy as reaching for boxed instead of bottled water. It's as easy as opting for beauty products that come in paper packaging. It's as easy as grabbing eggs in a cardboard container. And that's all in one trip to the grocery store, which, if we're being honest, you were planning to go to anyway. But paper isn't just an easy choice. Papertarians know that it's the smart choice, too. Because paper comes from trees, a renewable and sustainably managed resource. And paper products are designed to be recycled. In fact, when you choose products that come in paper-based packaging, those fibers can go on to be recycled up to 7 times. So why wouldn't you go Papertarian? I'll wait. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Lace up your cleats. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, latest odds, lines, boost. Bet Rivers, your go-to for any soccer-related content. England, Iran, a week from today when we're live on the air. Harry Kane against the Fighting Iron Sheiks. World Cup futures, insurance bet, World Cup daily bet. Bet Rivers Sportsbook calling all soccer fans. Get up to BetRivers.com or download the app and get in on all the match day action. It's a whole new game. Triple header starts Monday with the World Cup. Woo-hoo. Can't wait.
Yeah. Okay. So an updated look now at Circa Survivor. $6.1 million on the line to the eventual winner or winners. And we were down to a little bit north of 100 people going into the week. 36 entries were on the Chiefs. 30 were on the 49ers. 17 were on the Giants. And then you get down to your first team that was whacked. 10 people had the Raiders.
Surprise you? It surprised me.
That
only 10 on the Raiders.
Only 10.
Yep. They were a very popular pick when they played Houston at home.
Uh-huh.
And I just thought that because of this mess in Indy, and certainly didn't expect to see Matt Ryan, that we'd see more on the Raiders.
35 people had the Raiders remaining.
Okay.
And so 10 of them
yep.
used them. 10 people are on the Eagles tonight. Only 14 people going into the week had them left.
Yep.
And the Bears also got bounced yesterday. Well, 8 people did because they used them.
Yeah. We know 2 people that are still alive. And one of the guys who's still alive was very surprised. Boy. Again, $6 million. How do you feel? I know they're up 14 in the fourth quarter. But that's who you go with? It's like the guy. There was a guy who used the Saints. Saints. Road team.
I can see the Bears. I can't see the Saints.
Okay, I'll agree with that. The guy who used the Saints, as I understand it, also had Miami and the Giants available. I mean, yeah. I don't want to kick someone when they're down.
Oh, no, I will not
but
do that.
This but I don't understand that.
No, that move is...
I don't understand it.
Yep.
It's a road team. You got Pittsburgh off the bye, and you have the Giants available and Miami, which, okay, you might be concerned. Cleveland's off the bye. Miami back-to-back road games. Okay. But at least they're at home. But then, I mean, still, I feel if the Texans beat you in Detective Mills, okay. But that's, boy, that's unfortunate. Saints, oh, with that, who we had available.
That hurts. That's a rough one to go out with, no question. To me, I think I'm okay with the Bears.
Right.
I really am.
Now, how about the
onions on the guy who picked the Steelers. One guy.
Yeah.
One guy on Miami. One guy on Tennessee.
Looking to steal one there on the bingo card, and he got
through. Wow. Again, $6 million here. And we're getting close to Thanksgiving, and that's its own week. So, and you're right. Dustin, our producer, said it earlier. That was squeaky bum time for the 49er people.
Yeah, it definitely was. Right? And then they almost covered the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, it looks like, 30 out of 79 people used the 49ers. I think that's what the number is on the right, yeah? It's got to be.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, great. So that very important. Great job, guys. And Mitch pointed out, too. Great job, too, showing that with the Giants. So a lot of people have the Giants available next week now against the Lions.
Oh, both. That's why I brought the 49ers.
Sure, yeah.
They're laying that many points now against the Cardinals.
That, too. Yep. So you got, 50 left, 49 left with the Niners, and all these people that still have the Giants. Do you trust the Giants at home? Can they pull it out against the Lions? Lions won two in a row now.
Not a lot of people have Baltimore left.
Yeah.
So you have to remember that.
That's true.
And the Ravens are laying 12 this week against the Panthers. So it's not like every single remaining entry is going to say, give me the Ravens. Not going to happen this week. So you're going to have to find other paths to victory. I brought up the Commanders earlier just to fade the Texans. You kind of scoffed at me because it's a road team, and that I could buy into. If you don't want to use road teams, then I don't blame you for a second. You don't want to use road teams.
I'd rather take the Giants if I had them.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, give me the home team, and that's,
But what does that tell you, though, right now?
God.
Okay? Lions winners again yesterday. Now, they've won 2 weeks in a row. Quite frankly, they should have lost both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Giants have, another win under their belt now. They're in second place in their division, and they're laying 3.5 at home to Detroit. A lot of respect for Detroit.
Bears team, appointment TV as well. Bears and Dolphins.
They've turned into it.
This Bears team is just fun to watch with the lack of defense and Fields taking off like Superman every single game.
Mm-hmm.
My God, this is great. All right, Monday Night Football. As I mentioned earlier, Eagles took them out no problem in the first game. Sacked Wentz 9 times. Could get Chase Young back. But the other thing, too, they get the benefit. They really opens up in the division with the Dallas loss as well. I know they haven't played the Giants, but this is also fun to kick. Remember now, Uncle Sal Palantonio says this could be, he likes the prop of Washington tonight. This great prop at DraftKings, who will hand the Eagles their first loss. And Washington now plus 350, co-favorites with the Colts. And that's the game next week. And then after that, it's Green Bay at home. And you take on the Giants, and then you see Titans. I thought Dallas was 16-1 a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's down to 8.
Well, remember, Sale came on and said that at least a couple of weeks ago.
When was he on? A week and a half ago,
I think it was the week before the Texans game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So he said, don't go too far, he said, down the road. He goes, I think maybe the Commanders can. He pointed out that maybe Heinicke, something to play for here. And clearly, this defense is playing much better football now than what they were at the beginning of the season. You know, when they first played and the final score was, 24-8, Philly? That's when Hurts threw for 340 yards and 3 touchdowns. But since week 4, the Commanders have allowed, for fantasy purposes, they've allowed the 8th fewest fantasy points to the quarterback position. And on average, they're only allowing 206 yards and 1.2 touchdowns per game. That's it since week 4.
Mm-hmm.
So they have really, gone up a couple of notches here with that side of the ball.
Yep. Washington, Indy, Green Bay. So definitely 11-0 heading into December is in play. Mm-hmm. And now, but next week looked like a layup. But if they're going to go with Matt Ryan, I mean, listen, they beat the Chiefs. So that's no gimme either.
Well, what do you think about the point spread tonight? Yeah. I think the Eagles are laying too many points.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, okay. I have the Commanders in the contest. But again, I'm 1-3. So odds are it's going to come down to some random nonsense that you can't make up in the fourth quarter, and I'll lose the bet tonight. But
I am concerned about the third quarter issues, which is one thing, and I know we're just nitpicking here, but they've been so good in the first half.
That's right.
The second quarter, their thing is out of control. They finally they failed to cash a ticket in the first half in the Thursday game against Houston. But what they're doing and blowing people out every second quarter. But then beg the question, what's going on in halftime? Because they come out flat and they struggle in the third quarter. So I would lean under here, too. And that's the other thing. I mean, Hurts is the MVP talk. Hurts is right there now with Allen's issues. Mahomes, Hurts.
Yeah.
I throw Jefferson in there, too. They don't like to give it to a wide receiver. But
you put him that high?
No, absolutely. He's in the – it was right there, yeah.
Because of what
he's doing.
Okay. You
what
would.
He means, yeah, what he means to the offense.
Wow, really?
Got to be. To me, he's got to be in that discussion.
Okay.
What he's doing.
I'm here for it. I grabbed him at 300-1 as a flyer before the season.
Yep.
Okay. Also, I don't know what to expect from Miles Sanders tonight in this game.
Okay.
He only had 46 yards on 15 carries the first matchup, and the Commanders' run defense has been pretty much elite the entire year. Only Derrick Henry has reached 80 yards on the ground.
He really likes Goddard. He loves throwing to Goddard.
He does.
And when you have that RPO, right, and I can just take it, stick it in the belly of Sanders and take it out and throw it to him, that's 15 yards. It's stealing every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Goddard over. I mean, I think he can have 100 yards tonight.
And I think Gibson might go over his receiving yards, 23.5, because a couple things. Like the Eagles are 6th in receiving yards allowed and 8th in receiving touchdowns allowed to running backs on the year. And Gibson's going to be that guy tonight, I believe, for the Commanders.
Yeah.
So time now for your pro tip of the hour. And we'll ask the question here. Should C.J. Stroud at Ohio State be so short for the Heisman Trophy? Other quarterbacks have a path to get the award. That's what we believe anyway. Will voters think the same thing? I mean, I don't know how you can realistically look at the landscape of college football today and say, Drake May can't win, Caleb Williams can't win.
Oh, Williams absolutely has a path.
I totally agree.
Everyone will be watching USC, UCLA, and then they play Notre Dame.
That's right.
Everyone will be watching that game.
If he accounts for 10 touchdowns in those two games, how does he not get right there with C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, and considering what Notre Dame did, what happened in the second half against Navy? Holy cow. But what they did against Clemson as well. If he can light it up and put up, because also they have a bad defense, so he's in these shootouts. Going to have to keep throwing and scoring.
Yeah, and oh, by the way, I know people want to mock the Pac-12, and it's very easy to do so. I'd like to ask the question, who's good in the Big Ten besides Ohio State and Michigan? Who's good? Penn State? Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody else? That other division is...
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, is that a joke?
It is. Yeah. Iowa got me right there. Well, if Iowa can score 23, watch out.
Well, pick 6 again. Mertz.
I know.
Four-star quarterback. Okay.
I know. Yeah. No star.
So there you go. No kidding. That's the pro tip of the hour available for all VSiN subscribers. At the website, you can sort them by sport and by show, and you get at least 20 of them every single day. We'll continue going down the path of Monday Night Football tonight. Grant Paulson's going to join the show, 106.7 The Fan, and NBC Sports in Washington. His breakdown of the game tonight, does he feel the Eagles are laying too many points here in this matchup? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.